My name is Nicole. I'm 19 years old. Today is October 14, and I'm speaking with my friend Aixa, who is from Argentina, through Skype.
Hi, my name is Aixa. I'm Nicole's best friend. I'm a student at the University of Buenos Aires, and I'm here to answer Nicole's questions about abortion.
Okay, Aixa, so the first question about the movement of abortion is, why was the law rejected, and what is your opinion?
This law was rejected for two main reasons: religion and moral. The first one is because the vast majority of the government and the president himself are conservative. And the second one is because they believe that abortion is killing. So their goal is saving two lives. In my opinion, I'm against abortion because I believe that when women agree to have sexual intercourse, they are agreeing to the fact that they can get pregnant, because the most common contraceptives, such as condoms or pills, aren't 100% safe.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, what is your position about this movement? Are you against or do you support this movement, and why?
My position, as I said before, is that I'm against abortion, but I do believe in exceptions, such as in case of rape, if the birth of the child endangers the life of the mother or her mental health. In Argentina, it is legal to perform abortion in case of rape. The problem is that the methods used in the investigation aren't quite effective, because they take months to investigate who the culprit is, and they may end up exceeding the time limit of 14 weeks in which the women can abort.
Okay, the third question is, do you think that Argentina was influenced by the other countries where abortion is legal?
Yes, I think that people who are pro-choice were influenced by other countries such as Cuba or Guayana Francesa, where abortion is legal, and they compare them with Argentina for not being a very progressive country, for rejecting an idea as modern as abortion, and for being a few of the countries in Latin America where abortion is legal.
The fourth one is, does this movement affect you academically as you are a student from the University of Buenos Aires?
Yes, actually I was affected academically given the many strikes that led to the cancellation of classes. There were many groups pro-choice that came during classes to give talks about abortion, that ended up in discussions between those who are against and those who are in favor. They also handed out flyers, placed posters in the corridors and classrooms. And there were many women who wore green handkerchiefs in their backpacks in representation of their movement. And those were sold in the entrance of the university.
If this law is approved, do you think it will bring good or bad consequences?
If this law is approved, I think that there will be an increase of mortality, as there will be many girls that will think they can easily get rid of the baby by aborting for free, by not taking the necessary precautions to not get pregnant.
Okay, and economically, how is it going to impact the country Argentina?
Economically, it will have a huge, it will affect tremendously to Argentina, because those who are in favor of abortion, they want it to be done in public hospitals, and those hospitals are offered by the government to those who are from low and middle social classes, so they can access health for free. Therefore, in order to grant this service, the government has to invest in foreign medicines and medical equipment from abroad. The problem is that the government can't afford this huge investment, because since it would become a great debt to Argentina.
Yeah.
And Argentina is already in debt with other countries.
That's right. And last question, do you think that the concept of feminist has something to do with the abortion movement?
I don't think that feminism has something to do with abortion. I think that feminism stands for the equality between men and women. So those who are in favor of abortion believe that the government, by making abortion illegal, they are taking the right of women to decide what to do with their own body. In my opinion, that decision is already taken when any woman agrees to have sexual intercourse, knowing for a fact that they can get pregnant.
Okay, thank you so much, Aixa, for sharing your opinions about the movement of abortion.
You're welcome. This movement in Argentina was a huge event in our country. They are still fighting for making this law be legal, but since the date when this law was rejected was in the August 8th, I think.
Yeah.
The government, they were like they took more than 20 hours to decide.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, to decide if they were going to approve or not this decision.
Oh.
This law.
Wow, that's interesting. But again, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you.
No.